My Rabbi Say, dear friends, it's a pleasure having each and every one of you here again. The Gewaltig Sugya, which we have as a chus to learn together with such a distinguished group of talented people. Sugya of wine, Yain Nesach, Stam Yenom. Wine in the eyes of Chazal is much more than just a matter of mutter to drink, not allowed to drink. Wine is what Chazal said we use for every kosher brocha. Wine represents, when Chazal wanted to describe in the Gemara and Brochas, what it's going to look like when Mashiach comes, what are we going to be given? Figuratively, the Gemara describes, Yayin ha-mashumar ba-anovav misheshis imeberishis. Wine, which has been waiting for us for the most incredible pleasure and has matured ever since Sheshes Meberishes. Wine is the moshel of something which has matured and was worth waiting for. The Ramban writes in Sefer Munei B'Tochan that Chazal said every kosher brocha, Kiddush, Havdalah, Achopa, Abris, whenever there's a kosher brocha, it needs to be wine. Because wine represents the greatest covered and the greatest hanor that Yiddishkeit has to offer. More than that, the Maral writes that because the chochma and the tainug, the pleasure of Olam Habo is described as yain hamashumur, something which has been guarded and safeguarded and kept private, that's the hanor of Olam Habo. That's the underlying reason why Chazal forbade Yayin, which was touched by the Goy, or drank by the Goy, or moved by the Goy, because it's been exposed to the Goy. If we make sure that the wine that we drink, says the Ramban, is wine which has had no relationship with the Goy, and we use that every time we want to drink a kosher bracha, then we'll be zoicha in that zechus to the ultimate schar of Olam Haba, which is described by Chazal as being the Yayin HaMushumar Misheshis Meberishis, wine which has been safeguarded and looked after and kept private and secluded since Sheshis Meberishis, is representative of the great Giluyim and Chochma that we will be zoicha to when Mashiach comes. But we'd only get that incredible Anor and wine of La'asad Lavoi if, when we drink wine in this world, it's going to be wine which has nothing to do with the Goy. We have the zechus to have this most incredible booklet, which has everything we can wish for in this great sugya. And I'd like to run through the basics of what we're going to be examining today, first in Seder, and then Be'ez Hashem in the beautiful shiur we're waiting for. If I can draw your attention, please, to the booklet, and we'll start with page Chaf Aleph in the booklet, comes from the Rosh. And page Chaf Aleph, the Rosh discusses wine, Bizman Hazeh. The Chazal forbade wine, but today the Goyim don't drink, don't pour out wine for Avodah Zarah. Is today's wine with today's Goyim included in the Issa that Chazal forbade, we're not allowed to drink and have an awe from wine of the Goy? So the Rosh starts off, and he says, we find the concept that as things change in the world, the halacha changes. What's his example of this? Is Giloy. Originally, Chazal said that when there were snakes around and you left your wine uncovered and there was a worry that the snake might have drank and deposited some of the poison, then there didn't was in those days, you're not allowed to drink the wine. Today, we're allowed to drink the wine. Why? Because there's no snakes. So the Rosh says, if the situation changed with the snakes, and therefore we're allowed to drink wine, which is Megula, so the situation has changed now with the Goyim. Goyim used to pour out wine for Avodah Zarah. They don't pour out wine anymore for Avodah Zarah. So today, we should be allowed to drink the wine of the Goy. And the Rosh, on page Chaf Aleph, Mitzvah Hashem will see it during Seder, discusses whether this is a good comparison or not. And then he turns the page and he says, okay, this makes sense for, if you look in the Rosh on page Chaf Beis, turn over the page, and the Rosh says as follows. Umiyu, says the Rosh,
5 lines down.
Tamim elu, everything that I've explained till so far, to allow wine today, maspikim, it makes sense. L'maga oivir kechovim b'yeni shel Yisrael. The goy touched my wine today. Today there's no worry that by the goy touching my wine, he might have poured it out to Avodah Zorah, because the goyim anyway don't pour out wine to Avodah Zorah. Avol, says the Rosh, stam yeinom, general wine of the goy. She'osru b'hano, why did the chachomim forbid wine of the goy b'hano? Mishum b'neisem. The Gemara says that the reason why they forbade wine which was in the reshus of the goy, stam yeinom is osa, because if you're going to drink his wine, he's going to invite you round, you're going to familiarize with him and his family, and eventually, chas v'shalom, into marriage. Says the Rosh, if the issa of stam yeinom is not because we're worried that they poured it out for Avodah Zorah, but because to safeguard from intermarriage and assimilation, avol stam yeinom she'osru b'hano mishum b'neisem, ein shum tam la'atira. There's no reason to allow stam yeinom of the goy b'hano today. If in the time of the Gemara, wine which was in the shus of the goy was osru b'hano, why? Because of intermarriage. So who cares that today goyim don't pour out wine l'avodah zorah, but there's still a problem of intermarriage. So wine of the goy should be osa b'hano still today. Says the Rosh, umi yeshlem. Perhaps we can say, shemitchila loy hayu oisrin stam yeinom ela b'shtiyah. If the only reason why Chazal wanted to forbid wine of the goy was in order to avoid intermarriage, for that would be enough to say, don't drink the wine of the goy. Don't drink his wine. Hano, why the Chachamim make it forbidden? Bishul akum is osa, not allowed to eat it. But you're allowed to have hano, you're allowed to do business, you're allowed to sell it. Wine, the Chachamim were much stricter. Even hano is forbidden, says the Rosh. There's really only a reason because of intermarriage to forbid stam yeinom to drink. Just like the wine and the bread and the cooked items of the goy are only osa b'achila. Ella, why did the Chachomim add and say stam yeinom is forbidden not only b'shtiyah but also b'hano? Because in those days goyim used to pour out wine l'avodah zorah. So once the Chachomim were already forbidding to drink the wine because we're scared of intermarriage, they added to that an Isser v'hano. But today, she'ein menaschin. Din hu, it makes sense. She'nasa yayin. We're going to treat the wine of the goy today. K'shemen u'shlokas. It's going to be like Bishul Akum, it'll be osa to drink, but mutabano. So the Rosh brings two tzadim. That's posha that today, even though goyim don't pour out wine l'avodah zorah, you're not allowed to drink the wine. That's for sure not, because the gzeira is for intermarriage. So for sure you're not allowed to drink the wine of the goy today. Are you out of a nor from a wine of the goy today? Is it stricter today than Bishul Akum? Is a sofek in the Rosh. And the Rosh says, Mekol Mokom Raya Brura Inol Latira, and he's unsure about this question. On this question, we go back in the booklet, and we see on page number Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. If you see on page Yud, you see the Gemara, which says that the reason why stam yeinom is forbidden is because of intermarriage. That's where the Rosh is coming from. It's osa because of intermarriage. And yet the Chachamim said, it's osa b'hano. Does the issa of hano of the wine of the goy fall away today that goyim don't pour out l'avodah zorah? So Tosfos, at the end of page Yud Aleph, seems to say that it's muta b'hano. If you turn over the page, on page Yud Beis, you see the Ritva, which is actually shitta of not only the Ritva, but perhaps the Rosh and the Rashba as well. They say that really the Chachamim forbade the wine of the goy for intermarriage. But because there's already a pre-existing din, that a goy who poured out wine is osa b'hano, if he actually poured it out for Avodah Zorah, and now the Chachamim are going to come and make a new issa called the wine of a goy because of intermarriage, this is going to be confusing. I have one issa, if the goy poured out the wine, it's going to be osa b'hano, and now I have a new issa drabonon that even if he didn't pour it out because of intermarriage, it's osa, but this issa is only to drink bilat avano. That's confusing. So in the interest of uniformity and making everything confirm and be the same, the Chachamim said, if we're making an Issa because of intermarriage on Stam Yenom, we're going to make it exactly the same as the Din Torah if the guy actually poured out five Avodah Zarah. What was that Din if the guy poured out Avodah Zarah? It's Asa Bano. So the Ritva learns that the Issa of Stam Yenom was originally made an entirely different Issa. It's Asa Bano. And therefore, it makes no difference whether today the goy daves doesn't pour out Avodah Zarah, it's going to be Asa Bano. These are the two opinions. The Rosh is Musupak, Tosis is Mekel, the Ritva is Machmir, and it depends on the understanding as to why it's Asa Bano, whether today it's Mutar Bano. On this question, you see on page Yud Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch looks like he's Machmir, and it's Asa Bano, and the Ramah brings down the opinion of Tosis that today, Stam Yenam of the goy, although it's osa to drink, but it's muta bahano. He doesn't make you feel very comfortable about it, the Ramah. He says, if you already bought it, you can sell it on. You can't go and do business in the first place, go buy in order to be able to sell. But if you got hold of Stam Yenam of the goy, he will let you sell it today, like the opinion of Tosfos. This is the first question of whether wine of the goy is osa bahano or not. The next question, which is the long question of today, is smelling. Smelling wine of Stam Yenom, is this mutter or asa? What's the whole big sugya? If you turn in the booklet to, let's find the page over here, page Lamud, you have a Gemara in Avodah Zarah of Samach Vav Amud Beis. And the Gemara says as follows, you see it in the gray area in the Gemara on page Lamud, Hai Bas Tiho. You have a barrel, and you want to smell the contents of the barrel. Oivuk Echov Bin Yisrael, for the goy to smell wine, Shapadom. He doesn't make any surim if the goy just took out the lid and smelt my wine. Yisrael Bid Oivuk Echovim, you have a barrel of the goy, is the yid allowed to smell that wine? Amachloikas, Abaya Oma Osa, Rova Oma Muta. Amachloikas between Abaya and Rova. What's the machloikas, says the Gemara? Abaya Oma Osa, Recha Milsahi. The smell is called Milsa, whatever that word Milsa means. It's considered to be something. We'll see in a minute what that something is. Rova Oma Muta, why? Recha Lav Milsahi. And the way we paskin in this Gemara is that a yid is allowed to smell the wine of a goy, Recha Lav Milsahi. Tosfos, printed on page Lamed Aleph, asks from other sugyos in Shas, where the Gemara says that to smell something, you have besomim of Avodah Zarah, or you have besomim of Arla, they're not allowed to smell them. So how can the Gemara here say by Avodah Zarah that a yid is allowed to smell the wine of the goy, and in other places in Shas we know that besomim of Avodah Zarah or Arla are forbidden even to smell? That's the question. And there's two terutzim in Tosfos, and a huge nafkimina in halacha between these two. If you look at the Tosfos on page Lamed Aleph, Ela Baveret, one line down, says Tosfos in the first heret, Vatirets. Rabbeinu Tam says, Shani Vered Vahadas, De Ikrayu Lerecha Kaime. Something which exists for smelling. You have besomim of Avodah Zarah. That's osa. You're not allowed to smell it because it's made for smelling. But the Gemara, which says you're allowed to smell the wine of the goy, that's wine which is there to be drank. You want to use it to get the hanor of smelling. That's permitted. That's the first teretz in Tosfos. Go down to the end of the same Tosfos, and Tosfos is a different teretz. And there's a big difference in halacha between these two terutzim. It says Tosfos, Aval Bastiha in the second teretz. Afagav de Vayindes of Maradika and Avedis Chavim Nechmiruboy. Hossam Lekahano. You know why you're allowed to smell the wine of the barrel of the goy, says Tosfos. Because when you smell the wine, you want to know whether the wine is good or not. But it's such an overpowering smell, and it's so insulting to your nose that you have no ano at all. When the Gemara says it's muta, the Gemara doesn't mean that hanor of smelling the wine of the goy is mutter. Really, the hanor of smelling the wine of the goy is forbidden. The question of the Gemara is smelling the wine of the goy forbidden even if you have no hanor? How could it be osa if you have no hanor? because there's an Issa of Shtia. So Rav and Abaye have got a machlokes whether smelling the wine of the goy in a situation where you have no anor from it, is it considered to be like drinking? Rav holds that smelling is like drinking, so even if you have no anor, it's forbidden. And on that, Abaye says, no, Reich Alav Milsa, it's not considered as if you drank the wine. What about anor? There's no anor anyway, because it's insulting to your sense of smell. But if you find a wine that does taste nice, does smell nice, then there'll be an issa of anor, even though it's oimed for drinking. So these two terutzim of Tosfos make a difference if in today's world there's going to be a wine, which Mitzvah will be discussed in the Shia. You have a wine, and you add that into whichever situation where it's wine of Stam Yeino, which is a machlokes Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, and the Ramah is not so sure it's muta banor. If Stam Yeinim is also banor, and now the Yid is going to come to smell the wine of the goy. According to the first Teretz of Tosfos, since wine is oimid l'shtiyah, not for smelling, it's mutter. According to the second Teretz of Tosfos, the Gemara was only allowed it in a situation where it's so strong and overpowering you don't get anor. But today, if you're going to add in wine in a way that's going to give a fellow anor, then it's going to be osa. If you turn the page to page Lamed Beis, this machloikus between the two terutzim of Tosfos is discussed in the Shach. You look in Sifkot and Chof Zayin. The Shach says, osa la riach bahem, de asur mim ba'no, de chol shasuyim la riach kaveret v'adas osa. Ad kan ha-shen rashu. Chen kol zvor ches chayim. Zay ha-klal, kol mi de deloi hava reicha, reicha lav milsi. Avdo v'she oymud la riach, osa la riach. Ad kan ha-shen b'siyosa v'chen kol zvor ha-toysus. Then he goes on, look on the first wide line, V'tireitz bozeh, ha demuta l'riach b'yayim b'siv hei, because the Beis Yosef says it depends on whether it's oimed l'riach or not. But if it's oimed l'riach, then it's osa, and if it's not oimed l'riach, it's muta. The Shach himself argues on all this. He doesn't like all this. He holds like the other Teretz and Tosfos. And the Shach says, two lines from the end, the soif soif nanuhu me'reach, whenever you get anor from the reach, even if it's not oimed for smelling, but it's oimed for drinking, is still forbidden, like the other terrors. Ubutaisis bavidazora maski gamkein, the bavidazora ain chiluk, there's no difference whether it's oimed lerech or not oimed lerech. Ah, the Gemara of Samachvav says the bastia from the barrel is mutter. The kosu, toisis the hod, the sifhei, beyayin, the fact that it's you're allowed to smell the barrel and sifhei, shani, the leka no. In that situation, there is no anor. Ki adra b'choizek hayayin nichnas b'choit mo'y mazikoy. It's so strong, it's overpowering, you don't enjoy it at all. Avo b'sh'ari surim mo'ydim l'rabbeinu tam. So this question of the anor of smelling wine of Stam Yeinom depends on two questions. Question one, is there an issa of anor in Stam Yeinom today or not? Which is the first half of the afternoon. And then the second question, if there is an issa of anor, does the issa of anor include smelling, or is smelling completely not neger because it's oimed for drinking and not for smelling? This is the basic discussion of today. Mitzvah Shem, which is a geshmaka seder and a geshmaka shia.